Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Riverina News. To Sydney first, and the baby daughter of Bondi stabbing victim Ashley Good has moved out of the ICU. New South Wales Health confirming the nine-month-old's condition is improving. It comes as her family laid flowers at Westfield Bondi, where six people died, and have picked up toys for the baby left by well-wishers. In other news, with the recent rain comes a renewed push to fix our battered rural roads and bridges. New South Wales Farmers has issued a desperate plea for some hefty federal funding in the upcoming budget to repair thousands of k's of damaged infrastructure statewide. President Xavier Martin says it's a chronic problem that's not getting fixed properly.
It used to be that trucks wreck roads, now roads wreck trucks. I mean, it gets getting to the point across much of New South Wales, unless you've got an absolutely full ticket four-wheel drive and drive very carefully and slowly, any other vehicle is just going to get damaged.
The current and future management of the Murray-Darling Basin is again in the spotlight this week, with over 100 senior leaders attending a two-day summit. It's aimed at better understanding future challenges and bringing diverse viewpoints together. And New South Wales Maritime's reporting a disturbing spike in boating-related fatalities on the state's waterways. Spokesperson Shane Davey says 14 people have lost their lives since July.
That's double what we saw in the previous financial year. Sadly, 11 of those people were not wearing a life jacket.
Over 30,000 compliance checks have been carried out during the official boating season, with life jackets still the biggest offence. Inland waters have claimed 25% of the state's boating-related fatalities over the past decade. In the Riverina Football League, Leighton Whitten will be without Jake McGregor for the next two games. He's taken an early guilty plea for rough conduct over a tackle that left Narandera's Sam Williamson concussed on Saturday. Meanwhile, Griffith's Charlie Cunningham also took an early guilty plea, accepting a reprimand for rough conduct during their loss to the Goannas. He's free to play this weekend.